Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You are listening to the I Love Politics show, and I'm the host. I'm B. Sayers, and you can call me B. I do praise, I do politics, and I do productivity. I believe that that is the combination that will take care of every need and want we have in life, day by day. My show today is titled, Of 318 Million U.S. Citizens, Racists Are Few. I got a question I want to put to you today. You can call me if you like. You can email me if you like. I'm on Twitter. So you can tweet me too. I need to hear from you. My question, do you support racism? Think racism exists? Are you a racist? You know, racism is a part of racism as we know it today grew out of the abolition of slavery, when slavery was no longer legal in America. Had to do something. Had to do something to keep white supremacy going. So, are you a racist? I know I do a lot of social media, different blogs. I listen to, I read the stuff people put out there, and it's racist. And people will say they are not racist. So I don't know if people know the definition of racist, being a racist, which is the person, if they know what that action word racism actually means. But I do know I've done enough research to know in America, races are not the majority of this country. They are not. But portals of racism is plentiful. And a lot of people support it with the saying the freedom of speech. Yes, we all have freedom of speech. And there's freedom of speech to say, that, no, I don't indulge in that. That's freedom of speech. And if more people would say, I don't indulge in that, that's freedom of speech, we'll have fewer people who will be doing it. Most of the people who are racist, the institutional racism is the biggest problem in America, really the biggest problem. Because of institutional racism, the races out there that's poor or out there doing things to people because they are poor, because they are poorer than the people that they hate, and they are part of the majority race, so they can take it out on people and pretty much get by with it. Are you a racist? You see these pictures I got on my slide here? Read them. Just read the pictures. You don't have to be able to read writing, to read English, to read another language even. Just read the pictures. Look at them. They tell you America's history. Yes, racism exists in America. Look at the pictures. This is your history. You're first generation American for other people. You're fourth, third, or fourth generation for some people. Your ancestors go back as far as you know. Racism embedded itself. There was no need for racism when we were in slavery. Keep that in mind. When people were being enslaved in America, there wasn't no need for racism. when slavery became illegal, then lawmakers indulged in racism, writing up laws called black code laws. Those are the black code ideas. White men come up with ideas, ways to hold Africans in bondage. Black code ideas, that's what it was, created by white men. And we live with those codes today. We still live with them. The difference is if those codes, those black code laws now, they're spread out amongst poor people. They could change the name to poor people codes. A lot of other same identical black code laws that were created in 1865, and people are living under those same codes today based on their classifications. And let me make this perfectly clear to those poor white people who choose to be racist. There are only two classes of people in America, those who work for their money and those whose money work for them. And I would advise you, racist, to be on the side of where your money is. If you work for your money, or if your money works for you, that should tell you where you should be standing in America. Because if you work for your money, black code laws are being used against you every day. All of the things that we have reaped in America started basically in 1865, after slavery was abolished and laws started popping up everywhere across the country. And it's a lie when people say black code laws were laws in the South. They may have originated in the South, but those Southerners are all over America now, and they bring their ancestry with them. And the ancestry of America is slavery and racism, and white supremacy. So we can stop these things. We need an organization, first of all, that's set up to control racism in America. An organization that prevents racism from occurring in America. Not just some laws on the book, but some organizations that will that have all of the necessary legal requirements to go right to the Supreme Court, where racism breeds also, and fight laws and fight issues when racism occur in these states. In the United States of America, we need an organization that fights it, that stands for no white supremacy, an organization. And when we find it, we have to call it out, cut it off, end it in the courts. We need an organization that does just that, because we didn't found out the Civil Rights Act is left in the hand of individuals, and everybody know an individual can only go as far as their pocketbook will take them. And for the average American, you might make it to the corner store to get a loaf of bread without running out of money. So we got to make some changes in America, and this is my solution to ending racism, an organization that's in all 50 states for citizens that says to America, black lives matter. Not just to hear that, but an organization that puts that to the court every time they go to the court because a black has been discriminated against, or because an unarmed black has been murdered by a government employee, because an elected official has stood up with a microphone shoved down their throat and demeaned a whole group of people while people cheered and applauded. It's racism. And when racists are given microphones to blow up their stupid, ignorant, envious, hateful ideas, then people have to live with that in their everyday life. From scum who think they are better than other people, when just the fact that their races make them less than other people. Well, let's call it, let's talk about the behaviors. Let's not talk about the people. We must end racism in America. Races are few. No, ain't no doubt in my mind about that. There are more people who are not racist than there are people who are racist. But there are too many people who support the races. Those are plentiful, but those too are not a majority. It's ignorance. Racism is ignorance, and it's an ignorance that's growingly becoming acceptable, and we need an organization to put an end to it. A rainbow of people, professionals, clergy, educators, parents, students that are a part of that body that stands up and speak before the Supreme Court, taking cases there to end racism in America. And it won't take no 50 years. It won't take, just like Thurgood Marshall made changes in that Supreme Court. Those changes came in years, even before he got to the Supreme. He became a member of the Supreme Court because the Supreme Court couldn't whoop him. So that since they couldn't whoop him, they had him to join them. Well, it's time for some more Thurgood Marshalls to stand up and move racism out of America, and we can do it. We got bright students of all hues who are willing and able to do what needs to be done. We need to put salaries in their pockets in these organizations. It needs to be a government organization that will save the people, save this country from racism, because this country will not continue with these racist acts in that everybody don't join in some manner. Right now, people are waiting for government to take some type of control. But government is showing that because government takes its lead from ELEX, A-L-E-C, ELEX, it's not happening. Government is not coming to the rescue of the masses. Government only stands up percent of the wealthiest of Americans. We pay people in government that sit there 20 and 30 years doing nothing but collecting paychecks. And they collect the paycheck, hold in one office, and then they run for another office and collect the paycheck, and they run for another office and collect the paycheck, and every campaign they run, from their very first campaign to their last campaign, they can use the same script because they haven't done nothing to improve America. Because we still got racism. We still have discrimination on these jobs. We still have people being killed just because of the color of their skin. We still have poor housing. We still have communities where people cannot even get fresh fruit. We still have the working poor in America, where people are born in poverty and die in poverty. And every campaign election, we hear the same stuff from the same people, or we hear the same stuff from another group of people, and nobody brings results ever. The results goes into the pockets of elected officials and the people who manage themselves to understand weight broke the wagon. I learned that a long time ago, and had I waited for some program to come out of government, I'd still be waiting. You have got to make up your mind to lay out a plan and do it yourself if you want it to happen, and don't wait for nobody to make it happen. And you find the people who you need to help you make it happen, and you ride them. You ride them until you make it happen. The racism is the problem in this country. Racism in the United States of America comes from people who are part of, all people who want to be part of, the majority race. And I've heard so many stupid people say blacks are racist. That's why I know how stupid people are. I understand the ignorance. Racism is based on envy, hate, and ignorance, no doubt about it. Racist strategies were designed by white men and many of the majority race. People are in plentiful numbers supports racism, supports these racist activities. That's why I say just read my pictures. Read them. You don't have to just look at the pictures and read the pictures. Then tell me right now. Call me right now and tell me, what is it about slavery? And what is it about racism? And what is it about discrimination? And what is it about affirmative action? And what is it about these black code laws that you don't understand when you say racism don't exist in America? What is all of this stuff? You tell me what it is. Knowledge is lacking in America, and the lack of knowledge is growing thicker every day. Because ignorant people are voting for ignorant people over and over and over. We have a limit on how long a person can be president. 2 terms now. There is no limit on how long the senators can stay up in there stealing from people and passing laws that's destroying communities. Passing laws that say, no, we don't need no infrastructure, and bridges collapse and people die because of a collapsed bridge that could have been taken care of by our government, putting people to work to repair or to renovate or to build new bridges. That's wasted money, especially if it's going to go into a black community, because God forbid that these white Republicans especially pass a bill that's going to help a black community. Because we all know black people don't need roads to travel on because they don't work anyhow. That's the lie. That's the ignorant lie of racism. So when a person spew out a lie like that, if you clap for it, you're just as ignorant as they are. And I look at the Republicans' town hall meetings, and I look at all this ignorant clapping that goes on. Envy, hatred, ignorance. And the thing about it is people vote for them. And the worst thing about it is poor white people who are voting for these people will never, ever rub elbows with them. The closer you get is at a town hall meeting if they allow you to come in. Because sometime, I remember a couple of years back, Republicans was charging their constituents to come to town hall meetings. What's up with that? You pay them a minimum of $174,000 a year to do nothing. Racism in America? Not by black people, guys. Can't end it. Not one black. But now if we end up with just a group of blacks that prepare themselves to go before the Supreme Court, then we can end it. But see, I know it's more than black people who are concerned about racism in America. Because I know there are too many families that are rainbows in America and loving every one of their babies regardless of the color of their skin. And it is time for Americans to stop accepting these racist acts. So if you don't understand it all, time, look at my pictures. Ignorant whites when they get upset with a black person, they tell you, if you don't like America, go back to Africa. I wish we hadn't have brought you here. You didn't bring me here. And you probably barely got here yourself if you're having a conversation with me. And as far as blacks, blacks must do it ourselves this time. Communities run all, just like Farrakhan said when the media blacked out his speech on 10-10-15, he said to the black communities, call out those rogue cops in your community. Call out those rogue clergy in your community. Call out those rogue individuals in your community. Clean it up. Become productive in your community. You can do that overnight. Start working on it. Then bring in the money. Then support people who you know care about your community. And you keep your dollars in your community. This is the way we grow economics across America. Because when every community begins contributing, you place value on your community. Because white men don't understand nothing but money. They don't care. They have heart and hearts. They only care if it has to do with money. To Americans, to decide you don't want any more of this. 318 million citizens, and most of these citizens are not racist, but too many people are supportive of racist attitudes. Why does poor whites support racists? You know, why? When racists leave you poor, you're poor from one generation to the other, but you can't beat poor white people being racist. You look in the faces sometime and you see the poverty after a racist act gets your attention. We have to grow this economy, guys. And every one of us has to take it into our own hands to grow this economy. Because we've come a long ways. But we got a long ways to go. Here in Texas, the history books are being rewritten to say that Africans came over to America as workers to work. No, Africans were shipped into America in the belly of ships, clothesless, chained together. And only the strongest survived those chains in the belly of that ship. Because as they died, they were thrown overboard. And when they got here, they were put on auction blocks and sold as cattle would be sold. And when slavery was abolished, black code laws were set in place to hold blacks in bondage in America. And because of black code laws, the prisons began to explode in America, full of black bodies. And sharecropping grew then in America, because sharecropping was unpaid for labor of black people. And sharecropping in America did not end until in the 1960s. And by that time, there were sit-ins in America. That first sit-in was in, what part of North Carolina? Did I write it? Greensboro, North Carolina, when those college students sat in to say, we're not going to take no more of this stuff. We had sharecroppers still in America then. The Klan was riding through communities then, burning crosses on people's lots, killing people, hanging them, dragging them, They just a few years back, right here in Texas, a guy named Bird was drugged to death by his white friends, quote unquote. Racism in America comes from a majority group based on ignorance, hate, and envy toward a minority group. And everything wrong in America came by way of ignorance of the majority group. Ready to fix racism? Then fix you. If you're a racist, fix you. If you allow racists to take over your life, fix you. Fix your community. You want America to be great again? What is this great again stuff? It haven't reached the greatness it needs to be, not in my lifetime, and that was some time before me, and I have verbal history. It wasn't great. It's no great again to go after. Do you really want an America without a set of, without indoors plumbing? I remember that America. There was little indoors plumbing for anybody in the 1950s. Do you really want an America without a set of minimum wages where you go and work and you get paid whatever somebody want to give you? That happened too in my lifetime. You want to go back to when America was great again? The only greatness I can think of with America is when the white men had everything. That was great for them. But that wasn't great for white women. That wasn't great for black men. That wasn't great for black women. That wasn't great for the immigrants that were coming in. Because once the white men got their hold and after slavery was abolished too, boom, baby boom, nothing else happening for nobody but them. And that's the greatness they want to go back to. Do you want jobs where employers pay whites more than they pay blacks and you're working right by their side? Or where employers pay that attractive white person more than they pay that unattractive white person? Is that the kind of job you want? Well, that happened before and after civil rights. There were programs to make America great. Click on them. I got you something right here. The GOP cuts programs, and they brag about cutting programs that prevents poverty, and they brag about not passing bills that prevents death. Are you one who is ignorant about America's successes? Are you a racist? Are you a supporter of racism? I'm going to say to you, if you are racist, fix you. And if you are a victim of racism, fix you. There are solutions to every problem. There is not one solution that does not already exist in America. And sometimes it's hard for us to make up our mind that this is what we're going to have to do. But I'm going to tell you, being on a job is better than being without one kind of job. Any kind of unemployment will reap you way more than no employment at all. You will find a way. I guarantee you there is a way. Start it in your community now. Read my pictures. Read the pictures. Because there ain't nothing about slavery and racism and discrimination and affirmative action and all of that stuff that calls blacks a lie, that says, oh, blacks just lazy. Oh, no, it ain't about lazy. Because, see, it was just about lazy. Look at all the blacks who have risen above white people in America.